Okay. Page 165. Baba Metzia Daf Pei Gimel. Baba Metzia 83A. At the beginning of the new chapter, the new perek. It's the last third of the page. Again, page 165. Good morning, Baruch. The Mishnah and the following Gemara, which we'll do this morning, introduces a fascinating concept called Minig HaMedina, the prevalent custom of the region that we're dealing with. The rules that we're talking about right now are employee-employer relationships and specifically focused on how long a worker has to work if he said he would put in a day of work. In the time of the Mishnah, the description is that he would have to leave his house at sunrise and he would come back when the day is over upon it getting dark. Nowadays, the prevalent custom presumably is something similar to 9 to 5. Now, in every industry, there would be a little bit of adjustment. Some might start at 8:30, but whatever it is, in each industry, there would be some sort of minhag hamedina, certain custom. And what the Mishnah tells us is that if a person said, I'm hiring you for a day's work, and didn't specify the exact time, it is going to either follow whatever the established rule in Jewish law is, or whatever the established custom is, and it's understood that that's what he meant. It's weird. I lost him. Let's begin the Mishnah. Hasokers ha'poalim. A person hired workers. Va'omar lohem lahashkim ulaha'ariv. And he tells them afterwards, I want you to be there early and to stay late. Makam shenagu shalo lahashkim v'shalo lahariv. If the prevalent custom is not to put in those extra hours, in a rasha lekofan, you have no right to force them to do so. Now, if you're paying attention, this is not going to be limited to hours of work. This is going to extend itself to how hard people have to work, how fast they have to work. You know, there's an expression about government jobs that they may not pay so well, but they're great benefits and you don't have to work so hard. Now, if that's true, then when a person is hired for that field of work, then the lines can be out the door. There could be 50 people waiting online to pay their DMV payment. And if it's time for your lunch break, you're allowed to take your lunch break, even though there are 50 people waiting, if that's the custom. There's a certain amount of courtesy you try to do, but essentially, the worker is not responsible. It's the boss, whoever the boss is, to try to make it happen in a more efficient manner. When the boss gets nervous and he starts putting pressure on the worker has a right to turn around and say, you want to change the terms of employment. What are the terms of employment? Malkam shenuagu lazun yazun. A person who is accustomed in a place where it's custom to provide food for your workers, you provide it. We find that in the story of Boaz and Rus, that Boaz announces to Rus that when you want, take from the food that's being allocated to the workers, even though you're the poor person, but you have the right to